Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast. Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
Yes, and we're joined today by two very special guests.
Hello.
That's right.
We've upsized.
We have the lovely Meryl.
Hello, good evening.
And the lovely Lucy.
Hi.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. Now, you are the brains behind Claudie and Finn, which is, how would you describe it?
It's frozen yogurt lollies that we've made in our kitchens at home and now upscale to make for Sainsbury's for the world. Frozen yogurt lollies for kids.
Oh, so have you had a meeting with Lord Sainsbury himself? Did you have to? I imagine that he's like Donald Trump, isn't he? Where he lives at the top of a big tower shaped like a trolley and you go up there.
It's all orange.
Yes.
Not yet.
To his belt.
I can't wait to meet him in the trolley somewhere in the sky.
In a golden trolley.
Oh. So now, you know, often with a partnership, there's like, you know, there's a creative driving force. And then there's like, you know, a hanger on. I'm guessing.
Is that what's happening over here?
I don't know what you mean. Who does what in the Claudian Finn empire?
I'm the hanger on, definitely.
Right.
I'm
she's a little the doer. Clean-on. No, yeah. She's the doer. She is the one that takes it and makes it happen.
Right.
And I'm the one that goes, how about this? How about this? How about this? But she's the one that kind of won't rest until it's done.
She goes, right, we're doing this. We've got a list.
Yeah.
Who's the list maker?
Probably me.
Yeah. I like a bit of a list, but I have to be in a terrible state to make a list. It's been really bad to get to that stage.
Oh, I love a list.
Yeah, Ellie's the list maker in our.
Do you make lists of lists?
We've got sublists.
Yeah. I love a sublist.
Yeah. Bracket / and square bracket.
Just saying.
Do you hide your lists though?
No, we have. Anyway, we could talk about lists all night, but we do
it's my
online.
Favorite subject. So, as well as being inspirational entrepreneurs, you are mums, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. So, tell us about your families. Right, should we remember who they are? Two glasses of wine.
I've already forgotten. I've got a toddler. No, I've got one that's coming up for three. His name is Finley. He's quite a force.
Mm-hmm.
He is
body training.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes, he's potty training.
Nice.
And not particularly keen on the idea, if I'm honest. Mm. Like, just before I came out tonight, he sort of crouched and I said, do you think there's any chance that we might sit on the potty now? Because I think I know what's going to happen. He was like, no, Mummy, I'm going to do it straight into my pyjamas.
Oh.
And so that was the situation that I dealt with just before I arrived here, and it was all down the leg.
Oh. You looked surprisingly calm
and clean.
I'm very impressed. And so what about you, Lucy?
I have just got one little girl, and she is Claudia.
Do you see what they've done there? Do you see it? Just got it. Brilliant.
Yeah. And again, a force of nature, but no, absolutely gorgeous little girl who's very smart and bright and has a friend who is potty training, and I just, on the potty training thing, I felt a nice little pointy turd in her bottom the other day. And I just said to her, Mum, there's a little pointy turd just there, I can just feel it. I just patted her bottom and she walked past.
Oh!
Yes, they don't care, do they?
No,
dice them up, pile them in.
Oh, I felt that was early for sure.
Oh no, it's never too early. It's never 6 a.m. Really my hard. Day started with a big poo. Not anyway.
So, not your own, not I assume. Own, no.
So how did you two meet?
At a play group. We went to this thing called Baby Sensory, quite independently of one another. But one of the requirements of this class was that you learned to do sign language. And so we would sit around in this big circle doing this sign language thing that was meant to stimulate the babies and all of that sort of stuff. And they would lie there kind of placidly looking up, wondering what on earth we were all doing. And we would all be gesticulating wildly, and Lucy and I were both rubbish at it. And it made us laugh. Well, yeah, sorry. You were, in fact, it would be fair to say you were considerably better at it than me, but nonetheless,
no, I still couldn't we get shared.
So what inspired you to make yogurt lollies? Or can I just say, I say yogurt.
Ooh. Oh, so we'd rather you didn't.
Okay. I grew up saying yogurt, and then my kids are a bit confused because I say, do you want some yogurt? And they go, ah, oh, some yogurt, please, mummy. Yeah. Potato.
Arguably.
Probably, yeah.
How would you like it if they invited us on a podcast to talk about comedy and then they were like, we call it comedy.
Comedy. Yeah.
Welcome to my podcast.
Yesterday.
How did you have your idea for your yogurt?
Oh my God.
That was the question, right?
That's it.
It was just looking down the frozen aisles and thinking, oh, it's the same as it was when I was a child. Fab, Cornetto, as much as I love them all. And then just thinking, it's about time for something new. And frozen yogurt was really exciting and about to kind of break the mold in the UK. This is about 3 years ago. Yeah, that was it. And then once Claudia was weaning, I used to get shot glasses, obviously readily available in the house, and make sort of little fruit ones. And then I started making yogurt ones, and she just loved holding them and just making ones for kiddies. And that's really how it came about. It seemed really natural.
The biggest thing for you was kind of trying to find something that worked as a dessert, that wasn't ice cream, that wasn't something that was really packed full of chocolate and calories and things. And you were thinking, what can I give her that will be...
She loved holding them, and I just couldn't give her, you know, having that ability at such a young age to actually hold an ice lolly and everything. And then it goes on forever. But parents always feel so guilty about giving an ice lolly. And it was like, what can we do? It's all sugar and sparkly bits. And as much as I love it,
You feel, can't give it every
in
day.
Summer, you kind of want to give them something. They want one every day. Mm. So can we make one that they kind of can have every day?
Yeah. So what's actually in your lollies? What's the list?
It's a lot of yogurt, 45% yogurt, so Greek almost yogurt. Half of that, and Greek yogurt, so it's all really creamy and unctuous and
really
lovely. We're big proponents of kind of the whole way or the highway. So basically when it comes to dairy products, we believe it should be whole rather than skimmed or semi-skimmed, because kids don't need to worry about those kinds of things. And as soon as you start stripping the fat out of something like milk, you strip out a lot of the nutrients
or ham.
Too.
Yeah.
Or ham, yes. As soon as you strip
ham
the fat
lollies.
Off ham. Now there's an area, isn't there?
Savory
you
lollies.
Can have that.
Yeah. Come on,
thank you very much.
I'm having it.
£1 million idea, that Helen. I can't believe I just gave it away, but that's I did. Right. It's all right.
Never mind.
So whole milk.
Whole yogurt, whole fruit. There's more fruit in our yogurts than loads of our competitors.
Than double our competitors,
And then there's a little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of flavouring, and a little bit of sugar. But we've got less sugar than 80% of our competitors. So it's not something that you need to feel guilty about giving your kids. And it's 52 calories, so if you fancy eating one yourself,
or for yourself, you can.
Yes.
Because I think a magnum is 200 calories, isn't it? Something like that.
Like
not
having
like
a Mars,
these things. But yeah,
Mars
basically you could have four.
Yeah.
Instead of a magnum.
Or a magnum and two of ours, if you really, you know, your sort of peasant has two magnums.
Yeah. A little magnum chaser.
You measure out your life in magnums, is that? Magnums is the new 5-2, the Magnum diet.
Yes,
yes. Five Magnums
on
a day. So we've got the packaging here. It's lovely. I like the lovely font. It's all very. What I like is though you've managed to resist using the word artisanal
or finest.
Yes, that's. quite like that. You've just stayed the right side of twee, don't you think?
Yeah, it's yeah. very cute.
Do you have jokes on the lolly sticks?
Not yet.
Oh, but we wish we did. And can you write some for us?
I was going to say, you know, what you need is a couple of comedians who will work for as little as £500 an hour.
We could have you on the website. Yeah. You could like front our like lolly joke campaign.
Oh. We could be the face of lollies.
We could. Put enough lollies in my face.
We could dress up as the girls out of Frozen and like have like bras made out of lollies.
That's right.
I've had a bit
cold
of wine.
Didn't bother me anyway.
Exactly.
That's
exactly. Right. It's genius. Disney won't mind. No. They're not very litigious.
No, fine. I've noticed that.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, listen. We'll come. I mean, maybe we'll come up with some lolly stick jokes later. Yeah. I'll start thinking now.
It's like a you know, like a fortune cookie, but they could like kids could sit read their future on a lolly stick. It's like. Mm. You'll be a dentist.
If you keep eating these lollies, not the ones with 80% more sugar in
them. Yeah. So not a combination of kind of jokes and sort of, what are those sweets called? Sweetheart.
Yeah, Love Heart. Yeah. Kind of, I'd be mine. Yeah.
I'd be mine.
Yeah.
But that might be a bit wrong for a child at three.
Totally wrong.
It's getting a bit on. You want to give? You don't want to like give them an existential crisis.
No.
Why are we here?
And I've got daughters who will take it very seriously.
Yes, they will. I need to put on my princess dress now. What was it about each other that made you wanted to go into business with each other? Because I guess there's one thing about being friends and going, I really like you, but then. Going into business is that next step up in a relationship, really, isn't it?
Well, to be honest, I don't think we gave it that much thought. I think we'd known each other for about 5 months.
Yeah, if that. And I knew in her, in Meryl, that there was something that I didn't have and all that I lacked in the sense that she's just, like I say, just a real doer.
You know, there's that nice trust, obviously, between the two of you. If you, totally. You both see things that you don't have, then you think, this is going to work because I know that other person's going to do it all.
Definitely. Yeah. I completely, completely trust her and everything. And I know that we both have got the same want and desire and her work ethic is the same as mine as well. And it's no easy ride. You know, you kind of think that it might be, but you live and breathe it. Like you guys know, you just live and breathe it.
Mm.
Oh, bloody day night. Yeah. It doesn't go.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely an enormous sense of satisfaction in building relationships with people, you know, people you want to work with.
Yeah.
And
that's lovely. And you kind of choose. Having,
yeah, you get to choose who you work with, you get to choose how you work with them, and you get to choose what your company's all about. So we try, I'm sorry if this sounds a bit wordy, but we are really trying to kind of work with other women who have got kids who need to be working flexibly around their kids because we realise that's such an important thing.
Yeah.
You know, just because we know how hard it is ourselves and it's so precious when they're so young.
Yeah.
And yet there's such a massive pool of talent out there who can't go back to work.
Yeah.
And that's really juggling. And so we kind of, and also just being able to work with people that you really like and you want to work with. And actually, a lot of this has been based on that. It's just
ball and chain. Do you have any tips for parents who are wanting to go into business for themselves? Who, you know, who lie awake at night thinking, what the world needs is this? You know?
I would say definitely do it.
Probably because doesn't.
Don't.
Depends what it is.
The boring answer is do it, but scrutinise the idea fairly thoroughly first. Don't just ask your mates whether or not it's a good idea. A bit more thorough about it.
Research.
Yeah, and there are all sorts of amazing resources out there. There's the British Library, which has a huge business centre where you can kind of pull through all those really expensive marketing reports that cost thousands of pounds for free.
That is a tip.
And City Library as well. City is really, Library. Really good as well for business. And you just have to know your market.
Mm-hmm.
Know your market, know your audience, know your consumer inside out. If you know your consumer and you know your market, then you're halfway there. And if you can still answer and say yes, there is a massive gap in the, you know, massive gap there, and my product will fill it, then you're all right, carry on. But if you can't answer those questions initially, then...
And the other side is that, you know, it's about your life, isn't it? So if you think that what you're about to do is going to enhance your work-life balance with your family and everything, then it's totally the right thing to do because...
Yeah.
And then when you've got that belief and it's really strong, it doesn't feel like that much of a sacrifice. You need to have a very strong idea that you 100% really believe in, because so many people will try and convince you on the way that it won't work. And you've got to know in your heart that it will. And really, 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 really believe that. And then if you do, you just keep going. And you will go, okay, it doesn't matter. I'm not earning any money. I haven't earned any money for 2.5 years. It's fine. Just keep going. It's all right. Beans again. Beans again. Beans again.
Past a surprise. And you do, past a surprise.
Yeah, and it's surprising. If for 1 minute you don't have that idea that you really believe people want and need, then you won't put up with that, and it will just you'll give up very, very quickly.
Yeah. This is what I keep saying to Helen about my idea for inflatable hats. She thinks it will never catch on, but I believe in this idea. No matter what she says, you know, I'm convinced.
Helen,
this is how we're going to make a business.
You don't like.
It looks silly.
Come on, would you wear an inflatable hat?
Yeah.
See, would you wear an inflatable hat?
Yeah, I would actually.
That's your market right there. There's a gap in the market. Don't see many of them down accessorised, do you? The old inflatable hats.
All I'm saying, one word, Ellie. Wind.
Well, we've got another word for you. Helium. That's stage two of the business plan.
Watch us, we float into space.
Exactly. She's got it.
Weight on the inflatable hat.
Like
corks. Come on.
See, this is
been
it.
Done.
It's all... But we're scones. That.
That's cultural appropriation, I think you'll find.
It's good for Croc Dundee. It's good for Illy.
God, I miss that guy. So what's next for Claudia and Finn, the brand rather than the children? Or both? I don't know. What are your plans for your children?
There'll be new flavours initially. Uh-huh. So we're working on a blueberry. Ooh. And maybe a Greek yogurt and honey. In a multi-pack of four.
Get that in, that's the
thing. Say 50 on offer.
Buy four at once, people. Four at once.
Four servings. So we'll work on flavours, and then the other bit.
Oh, so watch this space.
Yeah. I'm warning you now, I have patented inflatable hats. You're not having
in
that.
In the frozen aisle.
That's mine. That is mine. So where can people buy them?
In Sainsbury's.
In the Sainsbury's.
In the Sainsbury's, the orangey dream world.
Well,
but more than one.
I think we've managed to mention Sainsbury's on every single podcast.
Have you?
Because Ellie and I have you. Because that's where we spend a lot of our time.
Is it the Saver Centre?
Well, Ellie lives on this side of SE23, so she's near the mega Sainsbury's. I'm in the Orrick Village area of SE23.
Where is the Orrick Village?
Where I live.
Yes, where you live.
Did you know you live in the village?
I didn't even know I was in the village.
It's often confusing because of all the fried chicken shops and bookies. Like, in fact, you live in the village.
Yeah, exactly. I had no idea that was the village.
We live in the village, Lucy.
The boutique Sainsbury's.
What date do you launch?
25th of May.
Yeah.
And we're going to 250 stores. As yet, we don't know which ones.
But we will be in the cinema stages because we checked that, because it's one of the biggest in the country.
Our local one.
We actually have 23 listeners.
Because you can go and do that.
Look out.
And the kids area. And
you know now they've got the free zoo over the road.
Stop.
What?
It.
Well, technically it's a pet shop.
Shut the front.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Claudia asks to go there. She loves it.
But seriously, how do you get into Sainsbury's? Like, when you say you're going to be in Sainsbury's, are you just going to go to Sainsbury's and leave a packet of lollies in the freezer, and then, like, somebody takes them to the till, go, actually, that's £1.49.
The barcode works.
How's it going to work? How do you do that?
We won a competition. So we entered a competition with Startup Britain, and this amazing lady, actually, if I've got a tip for any startup people, it is join Enterprise Nation for £20 a year. It is the best money you can spend if you have got an idea. This woman is magic. And she set up this competition, Emma Jones, Startup Britain, with Sainsbury's, and we entered. And thinking that nothing of it, we were one of the winners. There were two winners.
How many people entered?
Over 400 food.
Wow, right out.
And at that time we were Yolly Lolly, but we had a bit of a trademark issue. So now we're Claudia and Finn. And yeah, that's it. I mean, our first customer will be Sainsbury's, which is, we haven't sold a stitch. We've done a lot of sampling and we've done a lot of trials and tests and stuff. But Sainsbury's will be our first customer, which is almost unheard of.
That's extraordinary.
And they've been amazing. They've really, really helped us.
They've had to hold our hands quite a bit. Because I think they're used to dealing with Unilever with kind of million-pound budget. And then there's us two rocking and going,
well, this works.
We're from South London. Yeah. We've got some lollies.
So, you've been in a gutter somewhere looking frozen in your lollies.
Holding
broccoli by ourselves.
We're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at how to make lollies out of yogurt, apparently. So, good for us. Yeah, can we try them? Can we have a taste test?
Wow.
Oh, look at this. Like, should we do a bit of. Look. There we are.
There they are.
There we are. So we've
freshly wrapped. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they're gorgeous.
Oh,
so,
they're so cute.
Which one are you going to. Are you going to have a mango?
I might go strawberry.
All right, I'll go mango.
Yeah,
I like a mango.
Let's see. God, if we don't like them, it's going to be awful.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing, isn't it?
Oh, they're lovely.
That's lovely. Mm. They're very creamy.
And natural. Smell it.
Oh,
sniff it.
No, but it's very creamy.
This is like a better Solero, the mango one.
Yeah,
better than Solero. You can put that on the box if you like. Mm. Better than Solero, says Helen Thorne, obviously
the comedian.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? It's all right.
Really lovely.
Yeah, I can really, smell really them from here. They smell quite natural.
They do. They're very natural.
Oh, lovely. Oh, well,
I'm eating lollies now.
I feel quite privileged. So, are we one of the first people in the world to be eating Claudian Finn lollies?
Yeah. The proper ones that you're going to buy. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's been fabulous. A lot of trials, but you've got the final recipe in your gobet.
They are lovely, and I know my kids would love them. So we can find them in Sainsbury's, and you've got a website? What's your website?
www.claudianfinn.co.uk.
All right.
Okay, so we've done the serious chat, haven't we? We've cracked that
Thank
nut.
God for that. Yeah, absolutely.
It's over me. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to move on to the next section, which I've called Frozen Fantasies.
I'm aroused. What's happening?
Well, I think, I mean,
it's not fan fiction about that Disney film, is it?
I'm not sure.
It's inappropriate.
That's right. Anyway, well, I come originally from a very hot country, and I love a frozen thing, like a, you know,
anything.
I've licked a freezer. You know, it's got that hot. We've all done that. But I was going to ask you guys. I mean, it's very nice that you've done a very healthy lolly. But is there something like dirty and disgusting, or something naughty that you really like frozen?
Oh yes.
Oh yes, she says.
Low-rent potato products in frozen form.
Oh, like a potato gem?
Alpha Bites.
Oh.
Croquettes.
Oh yes.
Any of that business.
That you can
I'm
pop in the oven for
fan.
Approximately.
Love a crinkle chip.
Oh, yeah. Yes, an lovely. Oven fry. Mm. 22 minutes in the oven.
And lovely. Then, back in the 80s, and I'm not even sure if they exist anymore, they might do, Arctic Roll.
Oh, that's
yes. Did you have that in Australia?
Lovely, lovely business.
You probably had that at weddings in Australia. What am I saying?
It's foreign stuff.
I have to say, I'm a big Mint Feast fan.
Oh,
I love it.
It's essentially a chocolate bar. That's what I love. You just like, you bite into it, you go soft, hard chocolate.
it's just a love affair.
No, the mint Viennetta. Because why stop at a mint feast when you can have a whole log of mint choc?
Super sad. We occasionally, if we have people round on Sundays and things like that, that can be bothered to cook, we do provide them with a Viennetta because it's such a good talking point at the end. Can't do dessert. So
it's, no.
Here it is.
Is that lovely?
I laugh for a minute.
And would you like some more Piad d'Or with that? I can remember when Viennetta was launched in this country, and me and Jessie, who was a regular podcast guest and a childhood friend, like, it really was exotic.
It's the most exciting thing that had ever happened to us.
It was just... if my first child was a girl, he was going to be called Viennetta. So.
Love.
And Ellie, what's your frozen fantasy?
I don't really have a very sweet tooth.
Okay.
Having just scoffed a lolly in about 3 seconds. I do like the fact, this is so disgusting on multiple levels. Did you know that Iceland have started selling Greg's steak bakes?
Never.
You can now buy yourself a frozen steak bake and pop it in the oven, and it's just like Mama Greg's makes. It's delicious.
You bought it and ate it.
Do you know?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Sainsbury's sells something like £3 million worth of frozen jacket potatoes.
I did. I will commit. I did buy some once just to see. And? It was revolting.
It was absolutely wrong.
And just to be extra revolting, I bought the McCain's ones, which have little carved smiley faces carved into the side of them.
Never.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to get them.
So weird.
you get it's out like these, Halloween.
They're like
isn't
shrunken
it?
Heads. Like, yeah. And they're just shriveled. Desperately forced frozen smiles.
Oh, and then you put them in the oven and you cook them.
Yeah, awful. Awful.
Did you guys have Bubble-O Bills?
No.
So, it was a face of a cowboy with a chocolate back. And then, like, there was different, like, strawberry for the face and then, like, caramel ice cream for the eyes. Gumball for the nose.
It sounds like a serial killer's picture of a clown. I just had a flashback. Do you remember cider lollies?
No,
you used to be able to buy them from ice cream vans.
Never.
Yeah.
No age limit.
Good. Well, we've revealed our fantasies. Ellie, have we got another segment?
Yes. Well, good. I think it's keeping with the frozen theme.
Yes.
I think it's time for Freezer Surprise.
Freezer Surprise. We wanted to find out what's the grossest thing in your freezer. Obviously, there's some very boutique, lovely lollies, but is there something gross?
Never
mind, she's keeping the glasses.
I'm so disturbed. I bought something frozen in.
This is what my husband does to my freezer.
Have you called the police?
So this is his little frugal way of keeping fresh herbs alive.
They're not alive. And,
well, exactly. Look at it.
Look. Some limp parsley. And
it sort of smells of rotting corpses or something. So there you are. There's a little bag of which is sort of probably beyond.
Oh god!
Yeah, it really smells
compost. It smells like compost.
My mother-in-law likes a world buffet, so she came round.
These at Christmas a world buffet.
Everyone likes a world buffet, especially if you enjoy cruises. So here, I've got a half-opened packet of chicken and chorizo empanadas.
Oh, lovely. Best before date, December 2013.
Yeah. They have been in the
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're very fragrant.
Yes.
I haven't brought anything with me because I can't, because it's stuck to the bottom of my freezer.
Oh.
But it's a bolognese and split packet of peas. That's just kind of covered all over the bottom of the tray.
Nice.
And that's from trying to, like, force feed things into the freezer and things spilling out.
Yeah. So I like my mother, put things in. See, I've got the Kellys of Cornwall clotted cream and honeycomb ice cream.
Oh, lovely.
But if you look inside,
they've eaten it all and put in.
That, oh,
it's a fetid stew. Oh, I feel that, a little bit sad about that.
It just basically looks like frozen vomit. It was a minestrone I made about 3 years ago that I've never reheated. God. And you can see the freezer burn on the macaroni. And
that's...
What were you thinking with these quantities of broccoli
so there?
Was anyone ever really going to have those?
I think I made it and then froze it going, look at the size of the onion chunks.
I thought that was ice.
No, that's an onion chunk.
Oh, I'm gagging. That is my vomit tomorrow.
Oh, don't. Do you know what? Honestly, I remember last summer being in your house and the children trying to steal lollies from the freezer and pulling that out instead and you putting it back. Like, yeah. I remember the lids coming off and going, oh, that's nice ice cream. And you going, no, it's a terrible stew. I'm pretty sure.
And it's still there.
Yeah. I can't throw it out. It's like, there's a large quantity of good vegetables. Oh, but now, like, of course, I will throw it into your bin.
It's like a family heirloom now.
It is.
You can't
it is.
Pass it down for generations.
Yeah, I guess I could check the use-by date on the ice cream to actually date it like a dinosaur. Anyway, never mind.
You can't even look in the rings. Well, that was a wonderful game.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that.
Well done, thank ladies. You. That was gross. We've come to the musical section of the podcast, I do love. I love a music section.
Oh, we know you do.
So this one's called Duos and Duets. There is something about two women working together that makes it fabulous. The two fabulous women coming together make something magical. Don't you think, Ellie?
Always. I don't know.
That's agree with you.
General.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's go with it. Yeah, okay. Fine. Yeah.
All right. When it works, it really works. There's something great about, a double act of women. Don't you think, Ellie?
Yeah, sure. I'm thinking of the Alessi twins in Neighbours. okay, sure.
Anyway, so I thought we'd do a bit of a musical duet and that you and I are going to sing, but only using the word yogurt.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
So they have to guess the tune, but we're only using the word yogurt to sing the songs. That's the surprise.
So much That's fun. Brilliant.
Okay, and I am going to say yogurt.
Yogurt, 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 yogurt.
Oh, yes, it's
yogurt, 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 yogurt.
Yes, it was Elaine Page and
Dixon
singing Wasn't It Good. What was the actual name of it? It was from Chess.
Yes. Wasn't Fat, He Will Be Mine. Yes!
Surely it's Wasn't
yes.
It Good.
Yes,
it must
it is.
Be.
Yes, it is.
It's actually I Know Him So Well.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So,
we still what I think might be nice, actually, is just to add a sort of, because it's obviously lovely when women work together, but it's also nice when they're very competitive and divided. So we'll do, like, the duet, and you have to, like, the winner is, you have to be the first one to guess.
Oh,
well, I am actually awful because I make up my own words and I have no idea the names of any songs.
Excellent, Muriel. Yog, 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 yog.
Da 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 da. It's yogurt, 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 yogurt.
Respectable. There's two girls.
Come on.
Twin sisters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Think of the hats. The hats.
Really curly hair.
Inflatable.
Come on.
Oh, it was Mel and Kim.
Mel and Kim.
Oh,
nice.
You both knew me.
All right, how about this one?
Yog. Yo yo go yo
yo yo yo yo go yo 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 go yo 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 go yo go yo.
Is it? I like to move.
Yo yo go yo go yo yo yo.
Push it real good.
Yo yo.
Wait, it was Pepsi and Shirley, was it again?
Oh, fuck.
You already answered.
Pepsi and Shirley.
Yeah, I know you so well. Pepsi and Shirley. Candle in the wind, Pepsi and Shirley. Come on. I'll give you a clue. Condiments.
Salt and pepper.
Yes. No, I don't even know if they're even tasty condiments.
No, they're flavouring.
Let's not get into that. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to call time on this before I reach the menopause. We've got one more.
Go on. Yogurt. 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 Yogurt.
Can we skip to the chorus?
Come on. I'll just do it by myself.
Go. Oh, what are you saying? I'm laying you down. Oh God, cut the chain. She's like Diana Ross. I know I'm chaff. I know I'm Michelle and this Destiny's Child. You carry on.
Yogurt, 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 yogurt.
Oh, you're right.
Yogurt,
that makes
yogurt.
It much clearer. That's much
yogurt,
better.
Yogurt, yogurt, yog.
No.
Sisters are doing really? It for themselves.
Oh, no, that was so yogurty and
I'm not sure any sisters want to do it for themselves.
Yogurt.
Sure.
Well, anyway.
At the end of that game, the scores are Lucy has 0 and Muriel has 0. So... Helen and I have won, basically. I've decided. Is that very good?
We've come to that section of the podcast that is the end. But beforehand,
I do love it. It's so smooth the way you say that. You know, you just nutshell it, don't you?
Yeah,
nutshell
just that's it.
Brilliant.
Scummy Mummy Confessions. Okay, so I have one of those eco mops that, you know, you can take the top off and put it in the washing machine and it stays fresh. And the other day, Hugo just weed all over the floor and I did a mop and I went, I'll just put that in the sink. And then I drained the pasta, not thinking, into the same sink over the same cloth. And I have a feeling that some of the wee may have gone up into the pasta. And I did a bit of drainage, but it was...
Lucy looks like she's going to actually be sick. And you just carried on. Good for you.
That's
the spirit of the Blitz.
That's it.
That's why
waste
Britain
that 29p worth of pasta when you could, you know... infect your children.
That's scummy. My scummy main confession is just today, actually, I was on a train with you, Helen.
Yes.
And we were on the train with Hugo and Charlie, and we met a nice lady called Angela, who said she's listening. She would listen to podcasts, so I hope she is listening.
Hello, Angela.
Hi, Angela. But you didn't expect this when you just made small talk with us on a train. And she was lovely. And, yeah, so she had a little two-year-old boy as well. And her two-year-old boy just started lying on the floor of the train with, like, the side of his face...
Next to the toilet.
Pressed on the floor. Again, I'm not sure she was expecting this. But anyway, and she was like, oh, God, you know, shouldn't really, you know... And I was like, I was being very magnanimous and saying, oh, we're all scummy, it's all fine. And then just to prove my point, my son laid down next to her son and just pressed his face to the floor. So there they were. And then, like, a man came to use the toilet and he just looked at these two little boys lying face down on the floor and was just
train jobbles around.
And then Angela leant over to me and she said, do you want a baby wipe for when he gets up? And I went, oh, thanks, in that sort of surprise. No, it hadn't occurred to me to actually wipe his face after he takes it off the floor of a train. So if you are listening, Angela, thank you for the baby wipe. Thank you for not judging me. And thank you for actually not throwing our flyer away and listening to our podcast.
Yes. Yeah. No, that was very kind. It was good to meet you.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, over to you.
Well, I've thought long and hard about this one and I couldn't. It was hard to cut down the number of scummy moments.
Surely this evening's turd on the stairs.
Yes, actually, the turd on the stairs is probably not a bad one.
Oh.
So this evening, yeah, because I was going to talk about something completely different, but Lucy's absolutely right. We should go with what's here and now. So my
let's
son...
be current. It's important to be current.
Very important.
Have I got news?
Yes, I don't have
just
one.
Like, I feel like I'm on news at 10 or something.
But yeah, so I'm attempting to potty train my son, who is dragging his feet somewhat and dragging his arse all over the carpet. And anyway, this evening he was sort of crouching down and kind of straining, and I thought, oh no. And he was wearing no nappy, just pyjamas. And before I could get anywhere near the potty, he had performed in
lovely.
His pyjama bottoms. And it wasn't one of those lovely, easily manageable fellows. An
nice
angel,
ding.
I like to call them.
Oh.
Those ones.
An angel delight.
An angel, no wiping required. It's an angel.
A gift for the gods.
A funny little smelly angel. Oh my God.
Oh, so anyway, this one was quite the opposite and was quite far reaching down both legs of the trousers and everything. Anyway, I thought,
couldn't you call that an apocalypse? Behemoth.
No, it's a punami.
Very nice.
So anyway, I thought I'd managed to clear it up really efficiently. The potty went upstairs, so did the trousers. It all went down the loo. And then as I was just about to leave the house, there was a tiny little chocolate nugget on the stairs. And I'd being sort of slightly forgetful, I'd already forgotten about the poo incident. And
yeah.
Found myself sniffing it
to
see if it was comestible. Or if indeed it needed to go in the toilet with all the other stuff.
We're like, oh, it's left its halo.
Like a feather from its wing.
Oh, my God.
Eerie me. Thank you, Finn, for providing that story.
Lovely. The truth behind the brand.
I'm going to say because I don't have one.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your Scummy Mummy confessions. If listeners, if you'd like to share yours, please do email scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com. We're on the Facebook, Scummy Mummies, what is it, facebook.com/
Scummy Mummies podcast.
Yeah, it's really not that hard when you think about it.
It is not.
And yet we managed to make it hard.
And Twitter.
On the Twitter, at Scummy Mummies.
That's it.
And you have one more chance to see us at the Brighton Fringe, isn't
that's
that right?
That's it, May 26th.
Woo! Yeah.
I know, yeah. Bank holiday Monday.
That's right, she just sat on her lolly. She'll be fine. 1 o'clock on bank holiday Monday, May 26th. Please come along. Just if you just Google Scummy Mummies Brighton Fringe, then you can buy tickets.
That's
and all
it.
That.
They're very reasonably priced, and it'll be a great show. It'll be a great show.
I do hope so.
It will be a great show.
Yeah, it will. The power
How
of positive.
How many different ways can we say it?
Without slurring.
We give ourselves 5 stars. It's going to be wonderful. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much to our wonderful guests, Meriel and Lucy, from Claudie and Finn.
Thank you for having us.
Yay!
We've had a great time.
See you next time. Bye!
Oh, that was almost harmonising. That was lovely. Yoga.
This is the best game you've ever invented.
Many thanks.
And you've invented many excellent games.
You've really had loads of them.
Shakespeare's sister. I'm sure she didn't have a sister in real life, did she?
No.
I'm not sure
Shakespeare was a she.
Yeah, they hated each other.
To be honest.
Was one of them in Bananarama?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.